Well, Mark, after the disappointment of last week, great turnaround today.
Yeah, outstanding. And, you know, we, his attitude last week was fantastic. You know, we just didn't, we weren't composed and disciplined. And I thought today we put that right. And again, you know, his attitude and commitment and the desire to top the team scoring were outstanding. So, you know, they scored a try, a lucky try, didn't they, on the back of a free play. So we're really delighted with him. And, you know, it's makes it all worthwhile, doesn't it?
I guess as people be looking at that score, maybe not expecting to see that. And are you surprised at what you saw from London today and the job you did on them?
No, I thought our game plan and his discipline of what we spoke about was structure, and that's why we had a chance of doing what we did to him. So, yeah, I think people will take notice, but, you know, London are a bit undercooked at the moment, and they'll admit that themselves, and I think it's going to take them a little while to adjust to this sort of level because, you know, it's a little bit slower. And, you know, again, I thought they, you know, it was really slow around the ruck, and are they getting used to that? It's taking them time, I think.
Enthusiasm levels were extremely high from your guys today.
Yeah, they were disappointed last week, and you know we put a big stint in last week. We were just dumb, give away dumb penalties. So today they were really buzzed up for this. They're at home. What a great facility this is. You know, they love playing here. The changing rooms out onto the field, and they love that. You know, this homely feeling of playing to the keep mouth. So that works for us. You know, Q were back to his best today. I thought he was outstanding. But from 1-17, you know, Tonka came on. Anthony Tonks came on. I thought he was outstanding. John Molloy that we got from Wakefield off the bench were outstanding, and you know then we had people like Eddie Batty who got the man of the match again up front, so his front row were really really strong. But you know it's tough to single out too many of them, because I thought it was an outstanding team performance.
And of course in these sort of games you don't want to give the opposition a sniff, you want to take your opportunities when you can, and you did that right from the word go with that early try.
Yeah, and you know again, you know, we talk about game plan, and that's the pleasing thing for me. They've stuck to it today and got it. And again, 40 minutes with no points letting into them, you know. So I was really pleased with that. It was 30 minutes last week. It was probably 60 minutes today. So we're building on that. And everything, you know, to be successful is all about defence. And you've got to have that attitude. And, you know, we're laughing in abundance with that at the moment in time.
Very early days, obviously, in the campaign. Just 2 points on the board, but that must be really encouraging with a long and obviously different system to play out this season. You know, people are expecting London, they're expecting Bradford, they're expecting Lee to be up there, and they may be saying that teams like yourself are going to be fighting for that fourth spot. What can you offer in response?
We always get wrote off, don't we? We've never been that team that's, you know, we've got to three grand finals and won two of them, and then got to a semi final last year. We're disappointed with that, and maybe just finished outside the top four, you know, and that inspires us a little bit and sets out and makes us, you know, strive for, you know, to be more successful. So everybody writes it off, which is great. You know, we're going to be fighting, and, you know, we're not fighting for fourth, we're fighting for first, and that's how we look at it. And you've got to be positive, you've got to have that belief, and you've got to dream the dream that you're good enough to it, because, hey, yeah, these teams are full-time, but we've shown today what we're capable about, and, yeah, we're not in as much as the rest of them. But my players are full-time in the mentality, and they do the extra miles themselves, you know. It might not be at the club full-time, but actually they're in the gym full-time, and they're in doing a bit extra and that. So that makes it, you know, it levels the playing field a little bit. But we've got some big games coming up. You know, we're at Whitehaven next week, which is a tough trip for us. We're going to prepare correctly. We haven't stayed away for the last so many years at Whitehaven and come undone. Next week, we're staying away. That's how important to us. It's no point doing all the hard work today to get a great result and then letting it go next week.